Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time to delve a little bit more deeply into your word, both for us as people who are listening to the sermon and for the children. We just pray that we will be blessed and you will speak to us through this time, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, so what about us? Do we find promises hard to keep or easy to keep? How about this morning when you were getting ready to come out? Did you promise, I'll be right there? Did anybody do that? And then, donned it. Good, but what I want to know is, after you said that, did you then think, I've got to check the back door is locked, I've got to make sure the table's had a quick wipe, I've got to find the door key, I might need a hanky, and I wonder if Jean's got a lipstick. Anyone or several of the above and a whole bunch of different things before you actually got to keeping your promise. Is that something that happens to you? All of those. Yes. It's difficult, isn't it? It's quite trivial on that one. But how about the, you promised we could talk about this after tea, but then the phone rings, or you just want to see how that program on TV ended, or finish your book. Or we remember that we want to get in touch with a friend and we haven't done, so we become really quite distracted. And we don't commit properly to following through on that promise to spend some time together. Our puppets in the sketch wiped out on promises that they made. But let's have a look at our Bible passage. The issues there, of course, are deeper. I really like this passage, which is kind of strange, really, because the setting is ominous. There have been lots of people around because it's Passover in Jerusalem. And Jesus and the disciples have had loads of hassle from the chief priests and the elders. Jesus had just celebrated the Passover supper with his disciples, but had said some pretty unexpected and really quite disturbing things. And then they go out to pray. Jesus is so strong. The disciples are so wanting to be the same, but their humanity gets in the way. It's so poignant. Promises made, promises broken, Jesus promised to his Father kept, all mixed up together. But to go back a bit, the passage begins with Jesus telling the disciples that they will fall away, as he quotes from the prophecy in the Old Testament book of Zechariah. And Peter, headstrong as ever, but his heart in the right place, promises Jesus that even if everyone else fails, he won't. He'll stay loyal. He'll stay on Jesus' side. Jesus warns him that on the very night of their conversation, he will deny Jesus. But Peter is emphatic in his promise. Now for us, we're not hearing the story for the first time. We know what happens. We know that Peter breaks his promise to Jesus. But then, in the central part of the passage, we have Jesus and the disciples going out into the garden, where Jesus needs to spend time alone in prayer to his Father, preparing himself for what's to come. But he knows that the chief priests and the elders are out to get him. So he asks the disciples to come along and stand watch with him. Now, it's very easy to hear this story or to read it for ourselves. But because we're very familiar with the words, it sometimes can just kind of wash over us in a way and not necessarily quite hit home. So I've turned the passage into a script, which we're all going to jog on. I hope we're all going to join in with. Half of you reading the words of Jesus and half reading the words of the disciples. There's nothing like having to say I instead of he. You know, if he did something, well, that's something that happens that day. If I do something, that's inside us, and it's quite different. So the story is slightly embellished for dramatic effect, and there's some pictures, and a pause partway through is a time to reflect. And there are a couple of stage directions which are in brackets. You up for this?
Yes, whatever it is.
I think you'll get the hang of it. It's not really too difficult. So, I would like... I'd like the people over there and the people here, can we manage that? You guys are going to be Jesus, okay? And you guys in the middle are going to be the disciples. Those are the only two players in it, Jesus and the disciples. So, we'll have there we go. So Jesus and the disciples say together,
we went together to a place called Gethsemane.
Should we just run through that again? You kind of get the hang of it. So Jesus and the disciples say together,
we went together to a place called Gethsemane. Sit here while I pray. John, come apart with me. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch. I am so weak, I can't go any farther. I must rest. There's only the ground, but that's enough. I just have to lie down. The weight of my duty is like a heavy burden. But Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. I wonder if the disciples have kept watch for me. I'll go back, but they're all asleep. Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Keep watch. I'm going a little way off to pray. Father, trying to keep my promise to do what you ask is so hard. But once more, I say everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. My disciples, have they kept watch with me this time? They were so very tired.
Just think for a moment how the disciples felt when they realized that they failed Jesus.
Everything is possible for you. Please take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. I'll go back to the disciples now.
Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come.
You'd like to stand at that point, Jesus, people? This is Jesus speaking.
Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
And they're off on that agonizing journey which leads to salvation. Please be seated. it's quite difficult to get you to do something like that, kind of cold. But I hope that it gave you some idea what it was like to say those words that were actually exchanged in that place at that time. As I say, I think using the I pronoun instead of it being talking about someone else changes that perception. So we've heard that Peter wants to keep his promise, but he doesn't. Jesus knew the horror involved in keeping his promise, but he keeps it just the same. And the disciples are just so human and can't stay awake in spite of their really good intentions. But at the heart of this passage is Jesus sharing with his Father how he feels. He's pouring out his heart about the reservations he has about what his Father has asked him to do. But he is still so obedient. And after the prayers, he's saddened that his disciples have let him down. He's saddened possibly as well that his Father hasn't taken the cup of suffering with him. He's going to have to go through all that stuff. Stuff, what a terrible word to use to describe the beatings of the crucifixion. But he draws a line under the time of promising and prayer and trying to work that out. Enough, he exclaims at the end. The hour has come, rise, let us go. And as I say, they're off down that road that leads through the agony to salvation. Jesus' betrayer is coming to meet them. I don't know about you, but sadly I find myself promising things that I don't keep to. You could say that most of them are trivial, but they probably don't matter very much. But I feel like I've let myself and people around me down, and God, when I don't keep my promises. And reading this passage again to prepare for today, I feel like the disciples. I let Jesus down. But you know what? Jesus continues to pray. He continues to keep his promise that my sins, small and irritating as they are, will be forgiven because he kept his promise to totally walk in the way of his Father and to give up his life for the sins of the whole world. And that includes absolutely appalling things, terrible things that happen in places of war like Syria. It includes things like the toll of life and the destruction from natural disasters like we're seeing on our screens now in Malawi and in Mozambique and in Zimbabwe. But they include my sins too. How can it be? I don't know how it is. I don't know. I just know that God loves us so much that even though our concerns are small compared to some of those big things, in our lives and for the people around us, our sins are important to him, and he wants us to live a fuller life, a richer life, one that follows him, that doesn't get bogged down with the burden of all those things. And I'm so thankful that Jesus does forgive, because that means that I can get myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again, as it says in the words of that old song. I hope that the next time I'm tempted to do dumb stuff, that I will have learned from the dumb stuff I did before. And that I'll do better the next time. But you know what? At least I don't have to. I don't have to, if I choose not to, to carry the burden of that sin, because Jesus has taken that burden and taken it to the cross. And the same thing applies to each one of us that's here. It's amazing. It's miraculous. Why should Jesus have done that? He did it because he loves us, and because he was obedient to his Father, he kept his promise. He wants us to walk in his ways. On our daily prayer sheets, it says that he has come to give us life in all its fullness. And that's his offer for every one of us. And it's up to us to take it up. It's there for us. He's not going to force himself on us. He gives us the choice of whether we respond. So what about us this morning? Are we going to make a promise to walk with Jesus today? If we've been walking with him for a while, are we going to promise to walk with him further? We can all walk closer to him. But he promises to help us as we do so. We're not alone. But, as Jesus said, enough, rise, let us go. So as we walk out of here today, It is my prayer that we promise to walk closer to Him, to accept His love and His forgiveness in our lives, and to carry on in that way in the days to come. So while we've been reading our prayers, the children